All right. Type out a dick and balls in the chat if you're ready for a show.
We're going to take you back here to July 7th, 2021. Get started right.
Other critiques I got was I was fanboying way too hard about InfoWars. So instead of playing sound drops throughout this show, I'm just going to get them all out of the way right now. You ready?
Do it.
All right.
This drink is soil.
As I can.
You are a loser. Yes, I'm not going to hate you. You understand? You will
something that really sinks in for people.
I was eating jalapenos during the break.
That was good. I got it out of my system too.
I got it out of my system. Now, another thing I promised, because Cretchit of OBDM, who I think they might still be alive, but I think they might have just ended. He was on recently, and it's been a lot of talk on Abs and Six Pack, a lot of talk about on OBDM. When Alex Jones is eating jalapenos during the break, are they live are they like jalapeno poppers, stuffed jalapenos? Are they what kind of jalapenos are these? Because the theory is that there's a live jalapeno. Caleb actually had this theory that there's a live jalapeno plant under the desk that
he actually just came in. And I'm on that podcast that I was on. We were in Florida. They want me to come back. They want to know what kind of jalapenos you're eating. They played a sound clip that said,
"I love the podcast." Hey,
yeah.
Can you go in the morning and shoot the Nick Fuentes interview at a diner?
Oh, yeah. What time?
You're on
here late. Yeah. Come over here and say hi. It's called Abs in a Six Pack. These guys are big fans of yours.
Which I need.
My spirit animal is here.
No. Was it audio?
It's just audio. Yeah, it's just audio.
Hello, Abs in a Six Pack.
Oh, my God. I love this man. I love you, Alex Jones.
We love you. Hey, listen, can you get up early in the morning and meet us over at that diner?
Yeah.
We're going to do the interview at 9 a.m.
How many cameras?
Just an iPhone.
Oh, iPhone.
While I talk to Fuentes and we eat breakfast.
All right, that sounds good.
I'll buy you breakfast.
Send me this.
All right, guys, we love you. I'll come on whenever you want. Here's Rob Dick.
There it is.
Just send me the address where you're going to be. I'll be there. All right, guys, go ahead.
Well, that was the best thing that's ever happened to me. Okay, so, I don't even know what I was talking about anymore, but goddamn, Alex Jones.
You're asking me about jalapenos. Sliced jalapenos.
But does he slice them from a live jalapeno plant underneath the desk?
No, the jalapeno plant's not underneath the desk. He gets them usually with the barbecue. They're asking about the jalapeno. That clip of you saying, "I just ate some jalapenos during the break." And they're like, "Is it live jalapenos? Is he getting them from under the desk?
Jalapeno poppers, stuffed jalapenos?
Jalapeno poppers, they want to know.
I have jalapeno plants right behind my pool at my house. I eat them pickled. I eat them raw. I eat them grilled. I love jalapenos.
Jalapenos.
Hell yeah.
Abs in a six pack.
Abs in a six pack.
Hello, Abs in a six pack.
Abs in a six pack is not the greatest podcast in the world.
I know Abs in a six pack is a bad show, but what else do you have going on?
Years ago, I had a promise from Alex Jones.
Hello, Abs in a six-pack.
He said he'd come on Abs in a six-pack.
I'll come on whenever you want.
I'm still waiting, withering to bones. I guess he's taking his promise back. Alex, come find your mic. Your platform awaits. Don't leave me in silence, contending with fates. The audience wondered, pondered your view. But Alex, it's empty. This chair meant for you. Well, you said you'd be here, bring fire and fight. But the seat's still vacant under studio lights. Waiting on Alex to step on the stage. Said you'd make a scene, be the rage. But here I am talking. and just talking alone. My microphone's on, but your voice ain't home. Porch lights burning, burning for you. Alex, where you wandering? What did you do? But Alex, where did your promises go? You left me hanging, just counting the days. Guess my invitation just slipped away. Alex, who said you'd come through? Rang out, said you'd be here soon. But the clock it ticked, and time it did fly. A chair still empty, just the studio and I. Promised a storm, a tempest unfurled, but just echoes remain in my broadcast.
Ooh, welcome to Abs in a Six Pack. The date is April 25th, 2024. You're live on podtard.com and the No Agenda stream. Shout out to Bim Rose and big shout out to DeLorean of Bowl After Bowl for helping me produce this by restreaming. Oh man. If you want to, I'll be spinning some tunes. I'll be playing a lot of tunes the rest of the show here. I will be opening up the phone lines if anyone would like to call in. Those lines are open now. The number is 865-465-6271. If anyone in particular would like to call in. If you want to support the show, there is now a much easier way to find me to boost me. If you go to shitmyass.com, go to the top right there. There's a drop-down menu where it says more. There's a button right there. It says listen and boost on CurioCaster, or you can just drag that RSS feed into any old podcasting 2.0 app. But yeah, I'll leave these phone lines open for another minute. Talk to the chat for a second. Sip my water. Listen to this. This is some good Foley work here. Oh, once again, that number to call in is 865-465-6271. Just in case anybody wants to call it. And if not, we will play another song because I got a lot of them. Oh, by the way, that first track was Absent Alex by Banjo and the Kazooie Brothers from their album titled Waiting on Alex. So, fuck it. Let's play another song.
All the listeners tuned in for his voice. Now it's just my size, wasn't my choice. Guests can be fickle, or so it would seem. But Alex, oh Alex, you've taken it to the extreme. Canceled and rescheduled, it's a running theme. Waiting forever, or so it does seem. Got my mic all set, and the stage is lit. Prepped each question with care and wit. But the clock ticks on, and he's still not shown. Staring at the door, just me and my phone. I can hear him want through the speaker's hum. Eager for a chat that might never come. Like a phony promise hanging in the air, waiting for Alex to come. He swears on air that he'll take the chair, but still I'm here waiting alone. You were on his tongue as he gave his word, promised he wouldn't delay. Don't leave me
spot just for you. Don't postpone. My listeners wait for that fire you own. Come on, Alex, don't let me down. Come on home. Now the lines are open, but they're silent as stones. A full house waits for Alex and his tones. From conspiracy to fact, a mind that roams. Alex Jones, don't leave me on my own. You're the voice they crave. Don't make us groan.
All right. That was Waiting on Alex by Jimmy Buffet from his album titled Waiting on Alex. Open those phone lines back up in case somebody would like to call in. The number to call in is 865-465-6271. And let's see here. I do have some boostergrams from people to thank from a... I don't know what this is. War Culture Radio I'm getting boosts for. I got a boost in for 1,100 sats from Lion Styles. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Yeah, I'm looking for some of them boner pills, man.
You want the Instahard, the InfoWars brand?
I need them all.
Okay. See, what you're going to want to do is go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Is that the good stuff?
Yeah. Yeah,
They're gonna keep me hard all fucking night, man.
You can boof them. You can snort them. Probably, yeah.
Snort. No, that sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, is this Bobcat Goldwave? Who is it?
Hey, what the fuck are you doing? Aren't you doing a show right now?
Me?
Yeah. Aren't you on the Mighty No Agenda stream?
Yeah. What's yeah.
We're supposed to be doing that show where we blast magos.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm down for that, but that's not this show. But we can do a quick rundown of what it would be.
How could we simulate bad audio? Are we doing that already?
Google Voice, man! It sounds really good!
The only thing that wasn't really realistic about War Culture Radio was it was less than 3 hours long. We only went 45 minutes. But I told Lavish Make Heroism, there's no way to do that for over an hour and maintain any modicum of sanity. I went in there thinking we'll do a 2 hour show. And it's like, no, it's not happening.
You're professionals, but at some point the bit starts becoming questionable.
When you get into the point where you're calling Papa John's asking them how to navigate Wikipedia, it's like, all right, what are we doing? But that was pretty funny.
Well, if they give you good advice, that's all you need.
He was about to pass me on to a manager.
Hey, man, I don't know. What's this Wikipedia you're talking about, man?
Why isn't Alex Jones? Why isn't he calling in? Is he?
I don't know. I thought, honestly, no offense, but I was disappointed because when the phone started ringing, I thought, oh, great, it's Alex.
But it's like, yeah, I know that. Yeah, this guy told me to call, and I don't know what. I got some jalapenos, and I'm like fucking eating them, and I don't know what's going on, man.
I was eating jalapenos during the break.
You got to work on the Alex Jones.
Yeah,
it was better before.
I haven't. Yeah, I've lost the knack for it too. To be honest,
it's hard, man. It is hard. It's because it's the frequency of his voice. You want to think it's low because he has the oomph to it, but it's actually higher. It's easier to do, you know, like you get down really low.
When I'm smoking like more cigarettes, then I am better at it.
That'll do it. More damage to your vocal cords is what you need.
I think it wasn't even as much smoking that did it to him as it was screaming on air for four or five hours, 6 days a week for 20 years.
Now, what did he sound different when he first started broadcasting it? Or does he have a much different voice?
Oh, yeah. He sounded more like a Southern. He was way less raspy. But after you're doing this for 20 years, yeah, you start getting everything kind of. Which I get it. I'm working my way up there. Maybe I'll sound like Alex Jones by the time I'm 50.
Yeah, as long as you just keep screaming, it'll work. do that show. I don't want to keep the line tied up in case he's calling.
Oh yeah, well now Google Voice lets you know when somebody else is calling in, so I think I would know.
Wait, but Google has fucking call waiting now too?
I know, it's so annoying. I don't know how to turn it off because then it goes beep 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 when there's people on the line. You're like, fuck, man. But yeah, I need to finish reading
to somebody.
I got to finish reading these boosts before I forget. But thank you, Darren. Darren, host of, you do like 30 shows on the stream here.
Yeah, too many to list. But have a fucking good time.
Hey, thank you.
Later.
Peace. There goes Darren O'Neill of the Rock and Roll Pre-Show, Unrelenting, Planet Rage, Random Thoughts, and like 10 other things. Hello, caller. I'm going to finish reading these two boosts real quick, and then I'll get to you.
Okay.
So, yeah, Lion Styles came in saying, with 1,320 sets, I guess it was. Great tech work. You deserve a raise, boosting the War Culture Radio episode. And then also, Pfeiffer coming in with 3,300 sets, saying, nice and comfy here in the shade, boosting War Culture Radio. And Lion Styles boosting 666 sets from the Love Shack Presents Hold On, Hold On, Hold On, Hold On, Hold On episode 233, saying, please hold. And I think that catches us up on boost. How's it going, caller?
I swear that last caller yesterday said you have the worst show on the network. I swear it was him. I don't know.
Well, I mean, I can't really argue. Well, I think there's one show that's worse, but I can't argue.
Well,
too
he said Rare Encounter was the worst show, and then he said, well,
not Culture War?
Absence Respect. No.
That's, oh, yeah, there's that. I guess you have to listen to it to know it's bad. So maybe.
Not everything could be good.
Well, what are you getting into?
So this is my third time calling. Do I get a G.I. Joe name?
You don't get a G.I. Joe name, but I can give you a Barbie name. How about a Barbie
name? Thank you. Hey, you can blow me up.
Oh, okay. Are you excited to hear more music, caller?
Yes.
All right. Love you, caller.
Good show. Love you.
Gosh, I always do that. I always hang up too early. Sorry about that, caller. We're going to close those phone lines down, and we're going to get back to some music. This here is Milk Carton Man, a live performance by the Froggy Bottom Boys from their album, Waiting on Alex. Froggy Bottom Boys there. Oh, You know what? Let's just go ahead and hit one more while the, and then I'll open the phone lines up after that. And this is from Foghat Leghorn from their album Waiting on Alex. You might have heard this one on the 2 hour folk hour this morning with Billy Strung Out and Dusty Apples or Rusty Apples. Yeah.
This morning with a heavy feeling something ain't right. Checked my phone for a message, but there was no Alex in sight. My mind's racing, thinking about where he could be. Did he get lost on the road, or is he stranded at sea? I'm calling all friends, have you heard the news today? Is Alex laying low, or has he lost his way? Oh, buddy, this Tuesday, buddy, and my mind's filling up with dread. You know Alex's voice, it echoes things he said. You don't know what you got, hope he's not in trouble. You don't know what you got, hoping he's just in a bubble. You don't know what you got, pray he's on the double. Oh, darling, 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 waiting for his rebuttal. Caught in a storm, just needs a little time. Might have dropped his phone down a roadside somewhere in the brine. I'm pacing round the room, the clock's hands moving slow. Wish I had a clue, Alex, where did you go? I'm sending out a search to find you through the fray. Is Alex just stuck in traffic or gone astray? Well, I know where he's not, he's not here with me. Well, I know where he's not, in a hot tub filled with pee. Said I know where he's not, you're in the same boat as me. Piss or get off the pot, or I'll go on a shooting spree. We all know how this story will go. My AR-15 garden will continue to grow. I walk a thin line, all these sowed seeds will combine into a cauliflower columbine.
Yeah, that guy shouldn't have a gun. I love black people buying guns. Am I trying to bribe people, pull guns on me? I grab them away and beat their face in.
I've had enough. Let me explain something to the New World Order, okay? You're not getting our guns. 1776 started when you tried to get them, you bastards. And as Charlton Heston famously said, from my cold, dead hand, you sons of bitches, you got that? You're not getting our firearms. Do you understand? This far and no further with your damn dictatorship. I'm sick of it. Excuse me. Let me plug back in so I can hear Jakari.
Who's Jakari? All right, that was Foghat Leghorn with their song Cauliflower Columbine off the album Waiting for Alex. All right, let's open those phone lines back up. The number to call in, once again, if anyone in particular would like to call in, is 865-465-6271. 865-465-6271. Let's check those boosts, see if we got any boosts in. Ah, from Darren O, you aren't showing as lit right now. Yeah, because I'm retarded. And yeah, I don't know how to do that yet. Coming in with 666 sats from Darren O. Said you aren't showing his lit right now, but stay shitty. Thank you, sir. shitmyass.com to you as well. And salute. All right. Phone lines are open. 865-465-6271. See, maybe we can find a play an AJ clip in the meantime while we're waiting on somebody to call in. This looks good.
I pledge before my heavenly Father that I will resist them every way I can. These people are the literal demon spawn of the pit of hell.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. I mean, there's the classic. I know OBDM picked up on this one as soon as I did, but I remember driving down the radio hearing this list. Or driving down the radio. Driving down the road on the radio, 1470 AM. And hearing Alex Jones describe things you can buy at a grocery store. And it's stuck with me ever since, and a lot of other people.
Cigarettes and lottery tickets and chewing tobacco and Hot Pockets and Honey Buns and coffee and Gatorade and Coca-Cola and aspirin and lighters and ice cream and potato chips.
And potato chips.
That's not how you open a can of pickles. Ooh. I like women with big, giant tits and big asses. Thank you for your courage.
All right. Well, looks like nobody's calling in, so we're going to shut those phone lines down for now. And we're going to play another song. This is, well, yeah, we'll just get right into this one. This is good.
Alex Jones said he'd come on abs and a six-pack soon. It's been years since that promise was logged. There's only one explanation why he hasn't followed through. Alex Jones is being held hostage by gay fraud. Down by the creek, there's a strange kind of murmur. As the night cloaks the day, it grows firmer. Jones spouted his lines without filter or slug, till the amphibian crew gave a riveting tug. They said with a croak, come on down, take a jog. Next thing you know, he's whisked off by gay frogs. But they got a scheme you won't believe. Green amphibians were playing so sly. They're hopping around saying Jones bye-bye. Trying hard to keep that man from the mic. Oh, jump back, jump back, jump back from the tail so wide. Camouflage, sporting rainbow flags, whispering in reeds, staging lily pad gags. With each ribbit call, they plot his fall. They're conspiring to silence. Oh, what a brawl! Ribbit away, ribbit away. Hush that man who's got too much to say. Gather round with their water crowns, a chorus of croaks in their swampy gowns. A secret so wild, when the truth defiled, they aim to mute Jones's podcast style. In the murky depths, they scheme and they throng. Gay frogs unite to right a perceived wrong. Say. They've heard it all, each rambling tale in water whispers, conspiracies prevail. With a crooked grin, they plan their spree, hop on deck to silence conspiracy. Strumming their banjos with a twang of sass, croaking out rhythm, these jesters of brass. Jones said he'd come on
abs and a six-pack soon. It's been years since that promise was logged. There's only one explanation why he hasn't followed through. Alex Jones is being held hostage by gay frogs.
Alrighty, that was Amphibian Agenda by ZZ Hop from their album, Waiting on Alex. Phone lines are back open again. Number to call in, if anyone would like to, is 865-465-6271. Once again, that number is 865-465-6271. I will leave that in the chat. In the troll room. And in the chat. How we doing today, everybody? I'm a little bummed out, but that's okay. Just kind of sitting around. But phone lines are open. If anyone would like to call. Oh, snap. Caller, you're on the air.
In the morning, sir.
In the morning. Thank you.
I got a question for you.
No.
If Alex Jones were to get into the jalapeno popper shelling business.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever thought about, like, what his name brand would be? I'm just trying to think about this. And, you know, the closest I could get was, like, he could sell something like a jalapeno popper. But he could market them as conspiracy poppers.
Yeah, right? I like that. Jalapeno. The thing that came to mind was jalapeno popper, but that doesn't really say InfoWars as much as it is just marketing. Spicy.
Would his mascot be frogs? Or would it be wrapped in tinfoil, served on a tinfoil tray, shaped like a hat?
Yeah, I like that. Like a giant, like an oversized Hershey's Kiss kind of shape.
There we go.
We're gonna get consulting fees
for this, right?
Yeah, we need to workshop this because I'm thinking, and I can't. Like a name brand isn't just coming at me. Because like InfoWars has InstaHard, like that kind of rolls off the tongue. That's their boner pill product. I'm trying to think of what their jalapeno popper business would be.
Even if it's not poppers, right? What if it's sliced jalapenos in a can.
Mm.
Canned conspiracy pops. No.
Oh, yeah.
Spicy conspiracy slices. There we go.
Or if you sold them by the gallon, it could be like a anti-globalist gallon or something. It's all about alliteration.
Yeah.
That's something to ponder, though. You stumped me on that. I don't know.
No, that's okay. I'm just trying to look for some passive income, and if I can sell this to him and, you know, get 1% of his total sales.
Right.
I think that'll be good. And then you and I can split it.
Yeah, but you're getting 1% of his total. You're getting 1% of his total sales after the courts take, you know, the Connecticut courts take. So I don't know if that's off. I don't know who gets the cut first. Because he's limited to a certain amount of income right now.
Man strikes again.
I know he was talking on air the other day about how he's like he has to tell his wife they're not going out to dinner because he's limited to how much money he can make and how much money InfoWars can make because of that $1 billion judgment or $50 billion judgment, whatever it was. Crazy.
Yeah, they went after him for a long fucking time. They finally got him. Ugh. Think what would happen if you didn't have money.
Right. Exactly. Well, if nobody knows who you are, they can just disappear pretty quick because nobody's going to miss you. Did you see that video? It's like the Project Veritas style one where the CIA, the supposed CIA guy is on a gay Grindr date and he's talking about, he's a CIA guy and he's talking about how the CIA used the whole Sandy Hook case was just a CIA. They coordinated the whole thing.
Just to get into his bank account, to run him through. Cut him off at the legs. Yep. I saw that.
Yeah. Pretty wild.
And true or not, if that person is. But yeah. Fucked up, man.
Pretty crazy. Oh. Well, I guess you're not Alex Jones, so I'm bummed out, but it is nice to talk to you, Billy.
Sorry, sir. But when he does call in, tell him that we've got a business proposition, right? We're working on one.
Let me write. Yeah, let me write, I will. When he inevitably, because I know he's going to call in at some point today. He has to.
Yeah.
So when he does, I'll tell you.
Yeah. Cool. All right, man.
All right.
Keep up the good beats, man. You got some good music selection today.
Yeah, I don't even know. I just found these things. It's kind of crazy that people are making this kind of music. Just found it all.
It's good for you. All right. Adios.
Thank you, Billy. It's Billy Bones. Billy Bones from A Walk Through the Mind podcast. Check it out on a podcasting 2.0 app near you. Check the boost. The boost on the ground. Hey, from Weirdo, coming in with 1,000 sats via fountain. He says, the asses have been shitted. Thank you for your courage. Thank you for your courage.
Thank you for your courage.
Yeah. Let's just play another song. This is March, April, Poon, July by Unemployed Dylan off his album, Waiting on Alex.
Marching through the streets, it's Sir Seat Sitter. Megaphone in hand, leading an army of wiggers. He'll rescue Alex, he'll get him back. He won't let Jones miss abs and a six-pack. Those homosexual amphibians, they don't stand a chance. I hope these faggy frogs are ready to dance. It's time to stand up, it's time to fight back. With Chris as our leader, we're on the right track. Through swamps and the marshes, we make our advance. For truth and for freedom, we'll take the chance. Grab your banners high, wave them in the air. Leave no stone unturned, this mission we share. With boots on the ground, we stomp the lies, we rebuke their sound. Through the din and the clatter, we're standing tall, defending Alex, one and for all.
Be one of those wiggers.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, I've always felt like maybe I was a wigger deep down inside.
Marching through the streets, it's Sir Seat Sitter. His huge cock in hand, leading an army of wiggers. He'll save Alex from those faggy frogs, those tricksters. He's not afraid to pull the trigger. My knicker!
All right, we just had a donation come in through the PayPal from G.I. Joe Barbecue, coming in with $20. Thank you. Thank you, Barbecue. And salutes to you. Thank you for your courage.
Thank you for your courage. This is the real world right here. This is not fantasy land. And I risk my life doing this. This isn't breadcrumbs and horse shit.
Yeah, phone lines are... Oh, I was about to say phone lines are open, but... Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Man, let me tell you.
Oh, shit.
I've been trying to get a hold of Alex, trying to get him to make this thing happen.
Who is this? Is this Rob Dew?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's up, man?
You know, you've been fucking blowing up my phone nonstop for months, and I got some bad news.
Oh, shit.
Do you know... He hasn't been on the show for the last 2 days. Do you know why?
I did notice that, yeah.
Yeah. Well, they did it. They did it.
Who did what?
The fucking gay frogs, man. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, my God. I knew it.
They did it.
I knew it.
They did it. They got him. And... this is not the weirdest part. The weirdest part is that he's in a fucking castle in Scotland.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what to do, man. I'm fucking freaking out.
We gotta go. We gotta go get him. We gotta go rescue him.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's just get on. Let's just get on a boat and go to fucking Scotland.
I mean, I'm not doing anything. I'm sitting here doing a dumb gay podcast.
All right, hold on. Let me get my pants on.
All right, fuck it, dude. Let's go. I'm in.
Are we gonna do it?
Yeah, let's go right now.
Let's go.
I'll meet you in 5 minutes.
Sailing the ocean, feeling the motion. Chris and Rob do on a mission so true. Scotland they go, their love for Alex Jones. His voice must be heard on that dumb podcast. For stormy weather, they'll fight together against the gay frogs. Guarding the castle walls, no fear in their hearts. They're ready to embark, saving Alex Jones from those who hold him back. Sailing to the rescue with love in their hearts. The heroes of the hour, ready to play.
You just heard Sailing to Scotland by Boy George Bush Light off his album Waiting on Alex. And after that, Save Me by Peter Gabriel from his album Waiting on Alex. Let's go ahead and open those phone lines back up. 865-465-6271, just in case anybody would like to call in. And we did have another boost come in from Pfeiffer, host of the two-hour Sunday Morning Folk Hour. For 3,300 sats, he says, appreciate you going out and finding all these wonderful songs inspired by being stood up by Alex Jones. Appreciate you, Pfeiffer. The Dr. Reverend at it again. I believe he and Fletcher will be joining us for a special Battle of the Douchebags in May, entitled Tattle of the Douchebags, where we find the biggest tattletales, narcs, rats, and put them head to head. Yeah. 865-465-6271. Yeah, yep. All right, let's play another song.
A cask of gold the frogs did claim for their captive of conspiracy fame. So fill the sails full speed ahead with thoughts of home and feathered bed. We'll brave the Kraken and the whale to rescue Jones without fail. Ye sailors, hear the tale so grand. Alex Jones took by weather and gay frogs they chant, we want our fee. Cross oceans wide and deep blue sea. Hey there, lads, at sea we toil to Scottish Isle in the morning's boil. Oh, row ye mates with hearts so brave to free Alex Jones from the gay frog enclave. Their demands are rich, their castle high, but we'll not let our Jonesy boy cry. For it's heave-ho, away we'll sail to save our mate from that froggy jail. Heave-ho, to Scotland's shores we go. With courage fierce and spirits bold, for Jones we'll face our foe. For gay frogs guard with jeers and jest they're captive in the tower's tower, but we'll not rest till Jones is free at the dawning's golden hour.
All right, that was the song Ya-da-da-ya-da-lardy-da-da-da-bardy-blah-da-da-da-da. I think I got the right. Ya-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-blah is the title of the song. And that was written, or that song was by the Irish, I think, just the entire race, or the people, the Irish people themselves. And that was from their album, Waiting on Alex. I'll open those phone lines again. 865-465-6271. What are you thinking today? Are you coming with us to Scotland? Is Alex Jones going to call in? Are you, or do you have a name for an InfoWars brand of jalapenos or jalapeno poppers? Let us know. 865-465-6271. Yar-da-da-la-da-da-da-yardy-blardy-da-da-da-da-da-da. I think that's the chorus of that song in the title. That's how it was spelled in the copy I was given, at least. Ah. Hello, caller. How's it going?
How's it going? What's up? This is Weirdo.
What's up, Weirdo? How you doing?
I'm all right. You know, just putting a plan together to go save Alex.
Okay, what are you going to do?
Well, as we were just discussing in the troll room, I can't get a passport, so we're going to have to sneak me out of the country, for starters.
I think it might be harder to sneak out of the country than it is to sneak in these days.
100%. 100%. But when we come back, I can sneak in and I get one of them credit cards.
Oh yeah. But you have to put a sombrero on or something, maybe.
Yeah. I'll change my name to Iglesias or something. I think that'll work.
Well, all right. Yeah. We appreciate you signing up to join the fight, Mr. Weirdo.
Yeah. How am I going to get into Scotland though? We're going to have to do the whole boat thing again.
Well, I was thinking we could maybe parachute in.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Like Hamas did. We'll do Hamas stuff.
They have the whole issue with the immigration thing too, so I'm sure I could just walk the fuck in.
Yeah. What,
I mean, in their situation, worse than ours, I think, if I remember right.
I think in the whole of the United Kingdom, they're letting mostly Somalis in, so you'd have to probably do blackface, and they'd let you right in.
Oh, yeah, that'll work. That'll totally work.
Mm-hmm.
That'll work. Yeah.
Why not?
I mean, why not? Culturally acceptable, I guess.
Well, no, you just have to keep it on as long as you're there so no one knows you're in blackface. They just think you're black. It'd have to be a really convincing... Or get one of those masks that makes you look like Jesse Lee Peterson.
Well, I've been practicing being a wigger since the 90s, so...
Nice. Me too.
Yeah, it's, as Spencer was saying the other night, it's pretty much just how we grew up, you know? It was cool to be black back then, so...
Yeah, baggy pants and chain and all that. Have you seen the...
I wore South Pole... Listen to rap. I had fitted hats and shit.
I think there's a rap song coming up on this show today. A gangster rap song.
Ooh, a whole rap song.
Ooh. Yeah. Have you
jungle music?
Have you seen the Onion movie?
No.
Oh God, you gotta see. It's back when the Onion was funny, and everybody working at the Onion today would disavow it. It's got some stuff in there that makes Tropic Thunder seem like a kid's movie, but. There's one part of the Onion movie where this white dude's just like, yo, I was just hanging out with these niggas in East Point. We was dropping some mad, nasty beats. And his friends outside the gas station, like, you were hanging out with real black people? Well, no, but we was playing some fat, dropping some fat beats, though, yo. And then the cops pull up on him. He's like, we had a call on a bank robbery by an African-American fitting your friend's description. And he's like, what? I'm white. My parents are white. I don't even live around here. And he's like, yeah, right over. Get in the car, darkie. and then like after he gets pepper sprayed, and then later in the movie, there's a when he's on trial, and it's like, the news is reporting on, and it's like a riot. The Negroes are rioting over the trial of. Whatever the guy's name is, and it's just a bunch of wiggers. It's just a bunch of white guys like rioting outside the trial. It's so stupid.
Bunch of Clayton Bigsby's.
Yeah. I hope everybody enjoyed the play-by-play of a scene from a movie that no one's ever seen.
Yeah, no, nobody's ever seen it. It's okay. I feel like I've seen it now.
I'll put the clip at the end of the show and maybe cut out my explanation of it. Wait, no, that wouldn't make any sense.
Yeah. No, what you said it's called the Onion movie. It's about the Onion.
Yeah, like the satirical news.
Yeah. It's their movie. Before Babylon B, there was the Onion.
Yep. Yeah, it's the Onion movie.
Yeah.
It's good. It's really solid.
When I'm on the phone. Go. Wait.
Can you put the customer on the phone?
No, it was my son. One of my sons.
I know. It'd just be funnier if you were talking to a customer like that.
No, I mean, I would. I don't have good customer service. You know, most of the time shit doesn't work because you make bad decisions because you're stupid. No, my kids come home and the first thing they want is their fucking tablets. And, you know, I'm a millennial parent. I don't fucking, I try to limit that shit down to zero as much as I can.
Right. Yeah, I try to limit the TV time. I have my kids 2.5, so yeah. definitely doesn't get a tablet.
No, and like I finally explained to my old lady, I was like, you know, Steve Jobs didn't let his kids have fucking tablets, right?
Yeah.
For a reason. You know, like the guy that invented the shit doesn't let his kids have the shit. You probably shouldn't let your kids have the shit.
Yeah. Or at least, you know, not
very much limited.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what we do here.
Anything else? Any more battle plans? Because we're about to, the ship's leaving. So,
yeah, no. As long as what's his name can get 400 pounds of ammo up fucking so many flights of stairs and take out an 800 pound window, and everybody thinks he was a shooter, I think we can sneak all these guns into Scotland and it'd be all right.
Fuck yeah! And if we can't bring the guns, we'll do it with our fists. How about that?
Hell yeah, I'm down. I haven't had a good thumping in a while.
All right. Thank you, weirdo. Salute.
All right, y'all. Salute.
marching with Rob Dill and Chris in the lead. Through a twisted realm, they pledge their creed to save Alex Jones from the castle's chains. Through the misty fog and acid rays of the elves and jesters weaving their spells, the dismantled army breaks through their hells. Realms and shadowed helms, they march with steel intent to free the voice, their only choice. For truth, they won't relent. With fists that crack like lightning's whip, through foes they carve a path, a force that owns the synergy in aftermath. Beneath the stormy's guides along, the quest has now begun. For liberty's relentless charm, they'll fight till victory's won. Strong, an army's might displayed against strange foes.
Watch your gals!
The jesters danced, their twisted games unplayed, but we pressed for. We pressed for with metal wrath through tainted toxic glades, where game frogs croak, but we invoke a liberating blade.
Slap!
Wait, what the fuck? What the fuck? That was Terminate the Toads. Siege by the band Judas Greased from their album Waiting on Alex. Phone lines are back open. Number to call is 865-465-6271. I had a voicemail.
Oh, the two beats. There's two beats to leave a voicemail. And then the two beats have set me on an absolute mongoosal rampage.
We'll come back to that voicemail in a minute here. Caller, how's it going?
I've definitely been better. I had a question about this Instahard stuff that I took, and I don't know if this is the right spot to call.
Well, ma'am, this is a male product. It's for men, so you probably shouldn't take it.
Well, so the problem was that I took two on an empty stomach, like the directions stated, and I waited about 20 minutes and I didn't feel anything. So I took another two and waited about another 20 minutes and didn't feel anything. And I was like, well, maybe it's a defective bottle. And I took like eight more. And now I just feel like I'm constantly pissing. But I keep checking my pants and I haven't actually wet myself yet.
There must be some kind of confusion because you're the third caller calling today about InfoWars products. This is actually not InfoWars. I'm not even affiliated with InfoWars in any way, shape, or form. So I don't know anything about products or what to do, but I would recommend not taking more than the recommended amount of a drug unless it's a fun drug. And I guess Instahard sounds pretty fun. So you know what? I take all that back.
Do you know who's in charge of InfoWars and how I might be able to reach out and contact them?
I don't know. It's either the Connecticut families or the CIA or something. Who knows who's running InfoWars these days? Israel?
Connecticut. Like that Sandy bitch town.
In like Connecticut Energy, like Connecticut Energy.
Oh, Kinetic. I see. Okay. Well, I guess I'm gonna, I don't know what to do because this pain sensation is just not subsiding.
Is there any liquid coming out of your urethra, or is it just the sensation of pain? And if there is liquid coming out, what color and consistency is it?
If I was a betting woman, you would have sworn that I am like, you've seen that gif of Oprah peeing in the field? That's what it feels like, but nothing's actually coming out.
I have not seen that. What?
Oh, I'm sure if you just did a quick internet search of Oprah peeing, you'd probably be able to find it.
Okay. Well, let's check this out for scientific purposes, clearly. Oprah peeing. So your urethra feels like this gif of Oprah peeing, is what you're telling me?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So say, okay. That didn't see, there's no Oprah Winfrey I'm seeing. The fuck was that?
I'm a little worried, actually.
Did I just get lemonparty.org'd by you?
What's Lemon Party?
Okay. Podcast is becoming NSFW. Yeah, I can't remember what the lemonparty.org URL is, actually.
Oh, okay. I might check that out while I'm at the doctor's office. I don't know what else to do.
Okay. All right. Well, I would recommend calling, if you take a product, call the people that made the product, not me.
Okay. I can do that. And I guess in a pinch, if it really comes down to it, maybe I could take two fingers and shove them down my throat.
All right. In your pee hole.
Get them up.
And yeah, I was going to say, in a pinch, you can just pinch. In a pinch, just pinch it. That's what I would say. Is just pinch the tip of your cock and just hold it in to where until the peeing sensation stops.
Did you just assume? Good day, sir.
Oh, God. How good was your audio quality? I'm going to say bad. All right, let's finish this voicemail here.
Oh, the two beeps. There's two beeps. There's two beeps to leave a voicemail, and then the two beeps have set me on an absolute mongoosal rampage to find other things that have two beeps. One a fake beep, and the other a real beep. Do I really know if one was fake and one was real, or if they're both fake? I don't know. Mongoose out.
Thank you, Mongoose. I was really confused through that whole thing, but thank you. Yes. All right, we got another voicemail from the other night that I hadn't gotten to yet. Let's play another song.
Got my truth, no lies, come test me.
Amen.
Preach it loud, won't let frogs best me.
No, sir.
Alex Jones, they try but can't touch me.
Santa.
This ain't for wars, the facts, they trust me. My vision's never blurry. Miracle escape. Those frogs, they had me
tied up.
But I ain't bowing down. My soul is free and happy. Oh, amen. With a good book in my hand.
Navigate the lies.
Hallelujah. On the airwaves, speak my mind, no regrets. Illuminati tries, but I ain't finished yet.
No way.
Spiritual warfare on my mind, it weighs.
Stand strong.
But I'm holding fast, got my godly ways. I won't bend, I won't break, I won't take that bait.
No, sir.
Turn down the podcast, cause my faith won't wait.
Amen.
I can't slurry, shouting loud on the air, each word I
guy, somebody told me to call here and ask for Al Iwaska. Said he could take me on a journey.
Oh, my God, it's Alex.
To special lands far away where the frogs are not gay. That's something you can show me. Is Al there now? Anyways, just get off the shitter. I'm shooting out a lot of super male vitality out my ass. Anyways, bye.
Call in, Alex. I'll open the phone lines back up. You can call it back in. Or maybe he could call in. I don't know. Fuck, man. That last song was Slimy Salvation by the band Silent Hill Song off their album Waiting on Alex. Up next, we got a little Broadway show tune for you.
Late in the night, Alex was taking a snooze when Roger Stone knocked in his shiny black shoes. He said, "Wake up, Alex, I got news for you. Free spirits are coming, they'll show you what to do." Alex sat up with a look of surprise. Roger warned him, "Don't you dare compromise. The spirits are coming, they'll teach you a lesson. Better go on that podcast, it's your confession. Listen to spirits, Alex, they're calling, whispering secrets, they won't let you fall in. Go on that dumb podcast, let the world know your conspiracy theories in full flow." Alex didn't believe them. Roger had to retrieve him, brought him back to say, "Just go on that podcast, it's the only way." Alex said to Roger, "I'm so completely done. Is this another one of your gay pranks? You said that the last time, that would be the last one." Then the spirit's eyes glowed, and to Alex they showed a not distant future with a fiery sky, death and destruction where nukes fly. Alex begged and pleaded, "Please, how do I stop this?" The three spirits retreat and just do that dumb podcast. Alex leapt up with tears in his eyes. He said, "Spirits, please, I don't want anyone to die." He picks up the phone, dialed Sir Seatsitter. He said, "Oh, come on, your podcast after I use the shitter."
Well, that's good news, I guess. That was a Chris Carroll, not to be confused with a Christmas Carol. That was a Chris Carroll live on Broadway. The writer for that song was Lin-Manuel Miranda Rites from the A Chris Carroll Waiting on Alex Broadway production. Did I get that right? Yeah, Lin-Manuel Miranda Rites. Well, it sounds like Alex is coming on the podcast. Shit.
What I had to say, my pride was in the way. Now I'm stuck in silence with too much to weigh. I let my chance slip like sand through a crack. Podcast called my name, I didn't call back. Thought I had it all in my own long track. But the spotlight dims when you miss the fact. Oh, and I'm sitting here in hindsight. My choice, it was so bright. Should heed it. Podcast beckon, my voice ain't on that track. Podcast beckon, my voice ain't on that track. Missed out, and ain't no way to roll it back. Guess I thought I was too big time for that abs and a six-pack shine. But now I know I was blind. Should've talked between those lines. Regrets have it. Regrets. My boy, it's a heavy sack. Missed the train, boy, has no ticket. Can't buy it back. I thought I could go it alone and spite God's wrath. I'm Alex Jones, I always carve my own path. Sir Seat Sitter saved my ass from gay frogs. But I still stayed home like a bump on a log, singing the blues. Ain't as hard as it looked. For every blues song needs a Sandy Hook. Podcast beckoned, but I never came back. I podcast beckoned, but I never came back. I'm so sorry, Chris. I'll come on your abs and your six-pack.
That song was Clues Blues, in parentheses, The Essential Repental, from Robert Ponson, on his album, his classic album, Waiting on Alex. Yeah. And we had a boost from Alexa Jones for 3,300 sats, saying, or 3,333 sats. This is Alexa Jones, no relation, so I can't connect you to AJ or Amazon devices, just wishing you good ass luck. And I can always use ass luck, so I appreciate that. Thank you, Alexa Jones. You're listening to Abs in a Six-Pack on shitmyass.com.
Shitmyass.com, shitmyass.com, shitmyass.com.
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 What the hell is shitmyass.com?
All right, let's make a... I'm just going to be proactive here and make a... we're just going to see if we can get a hold of him.
Thank you for calling the offices of Alex Jones Productions, Infowars.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. To place or check on the status of an order from the Infowars shop, please press 1. If you have questions or comments about your PrisonPlanet.tv subscription, please press 2. To leave a message regarding a news tip, press 3. To reach the media hotline, press 4. To hear other departments, press 5. To hear these options again, press star. For video production crew, press 1. For web production crew, press 2. For radio show production crew, press 3. For the business office, press 4. To hear these options again, press star. To return to the main menu, press pound.
I don't know what to press.
Thank you for calling the offices of Alex Jones Productions, Infowars.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. To place or check on the status of an order from the Infowars shop, please press 1. If you have questions or comments about your PrisonPlanet.tv subscription, please press 2. To leave a message regarding a news tip, press 3. To reach the media hotline, you have reached the Infowars news tip line. Please leave your tip. If you'd like, leave your name and contact number or email. Due to high volume of information, we may not be able to respond to all tips. Thank you.
You've reached the InfoWars comment line. You've got 60 seconds for your question or comment.
60 seconds.
60 seconds. And if it's good, we'll put it on air.
Please leave your message after the tone. When done, hang up or press the pound key.
Hi, Alex Jones. This is Chris of Abs in a Six-Pack. Just getting back to you about coming on the show. Because there was that time you said you were going to come on the show, and you still haven't come on the show.
And the Bible tells us that.
So I'll talk to you soon. Love you. Bye. Oh, SirSeatSitter at ProtonMail.com. Or, yeah, that's probably the best way. Or, you know, just my number is 865-465-6271. Love you. Bye. Smooches. All right. I'm sure that'll work.
just like.
On a one-way trip to that podcast stop. Silence in the lands when I start to rock. Rolling deep with the knowledge, I hold the key. I got scripts for the blind, now watch me see. When every truth I drop, they flee, cause I'm the hardcore rap of reality. Enemies shiver as I deliver the quake. On my conquest, make no mistake. I'm the reaper of lies, watch them shake. In the battle for minds, I take and I take. Step aside now, got my lane to pave, making headlines with the moves I crave. Info wars, they blaze in my mind's mirage while I'm gearing up for that full-on charge. Enemy circle, but I fear no clash. With every word, I'm set to slash and dash. In the zone, with each monologue, I'm the info beast, the top dog.
I shall horny.
I'm crushing foes like Jones and Rage. No conspiracy when I hit the stage. I rip through the lies with a truth barrage. Cause I'm charging forth, I'm living large. Bow down to the broadcast king. Stretching the truth to the airwaves. Sing out the facts lock in a six-pack ring. On the podcast mic, I'm doing my thing. Bow down to the broadcast king. Stretching the truth to the airwaves. Sing out the facts lock in a six-pack ring. On the podcast mic. Breaking a mold, silver tongue with a heart so bold. In my path, better step aside, cause when Jones come through, it's a killer ride. I'm spitting fire with every message I pack. Talk show whisper, they fear my truth. They conspiracy busting, I'm the sleuth. Alex Jones, I storm the booth, claim the roof. Line up, man, I'm bulletproof. Microphone killer, broadcasting my creed. Breaking down the system, planting the seed. A one-man army, born to lead. Power in my voice, that's all I need. Power in my voice to the broadcast king. Bow down, right nigga. Stretching the truth to the airwaves, sing. Bow down to the broadcast king. Power in my voice to the airwaves, sing. Bow down, right nigga. Stretching the truth to the airwaves, sing. Bow down to broadcast king. Cruising down the street in my 6'4". Whizzing motherfuckers from door to door. Rolling through the scene with a booming voice. On my way to the podcast is my choice. Folks get in my way, I'll kill them all. If I didn't make enough Adderall, I can drink and drive going 55. I can smoke a bowl on cruise control. If your asshole wanna stay alive, stay out of my way while I drive. On my way to Star City Center. I didn't bang his mom, but I sure hit her.
What the fuck? Man, I don't even know if I want him on my show anymore. Damn. Well, I'm going to open up the phone lines one more time. Just in case. We'll see what happens. You know, never say never. That's what I always say. Mm. 865-465-6271. Man, I feel like I've been waiting 100 years for Alex to call in. Oh, shit. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Caller? Hello?
Is this Alex Jones?
Hello? Is this Abs in the six-pack?
Yes! Alex,
listen,
I heard your voicemail a bit ago. Thank you for calling in so much.
Listen, I was trying to call back. I've been trying to call back for a little while now. I saw you left a tip on the tip line. Don't do that. That's for serious inquiries only. But thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
Okay. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
I'm glad we could get you out of Scotland and bring you back here. Are you going to be on InfoWars again tomorrow?
I hope so. I've been in this castle for, I don't know, 2 weeks now. I've been in Scotland. I chartered a boat for doing the crew. I've been waiting on them. And these frogs, they really like Scotland for the weather, the humidity, when it's wet and dark, they like it. But anyway, well, I was there, I was cutting my teeth, and, you know, I like deep dives, and I was, I've always been extremely attracted to science fiction. I've always been a good reader, and by the time I was 6 years old, you know, I was reading at a high school level. I used to read about 3 books a week. I used to read about 50, 60, 70 books a week on naval history.
Yeah.
I discovered history and I realized, what?
I remember you saying about the naval history. I was just agreeing with you.
Yeah. So I read a lot on naval history. I read a lot about the Chinese and the Polynesians and Blackbeard in the Caribbean. And I probably read about 200 books on World War II. And I got to tell you, these frogs are, and I'm not just saying this, but these frogs are very similar to the German National Socialist Party of the 1930s. Right?
Right. So then they're like the Nazi party. They look like Nazis, or they act like Nazis, or they talk like Nazis?
They look like them. They act like them. They talk. Their main guy looks just like Hitler. What people need to know is that Hitler's original Nazi party, they wanted to ban Christianity. They were an occultic animist religion that was going to try and return to the Norse ways. They were going to remove the alphabet. They were going to replace it with runes. Not that there's anything wrong with that. It's an amazing culture. But the frogs, they've been taking Nazi testosterone for a better part of 100 years. And by the way, Hitler was a child compared to Xi Jinping and these frogs. These frogs are about as good as Xi Jinping. About the same level. But anyway,
are you calling him Ching Ching Ping? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the leader of the Communist Party of China.
Okay, just making sure.
These frogs, they wear nice suits. They look just like Hitler and the Nazis did.
Wow. So they have they're dripping is what the kids would say today. They're dripping with drip.
They're in a high fashion.
Mm-hmm.
These guys are in a high fashion, like any corrupt organization. You know, any corrupt group that wants to take over the government, only weirdos want to control people. You know that they want to have complete power.
Well, now that you say that, I think it's kind of interesting that it makes more sense now, because I was surprised to see Clockwork Elves and DMT Jesters that we had to fight off at the castle, but now, knowing that those things were in contact with the Nazis, like you always talk about, it makes sense that that's why they were in contact with the gay frogs, because the gay frogs are also Nazis. So it's all kind
of... It's essentially an interdimensional axis of evil.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to simplify it like that, because it's a little more complicated than that. In fact, it's about 12 dimensions more complicated, but... I mean, if you want to distill it down to its basic form, but... All of these the clowns and the frogs and everything, same as the Nazis, they dress up because they are... These frogs aren't just gay. Voracious homosexuals. In gay sex with men of all ages.
Whoa.
I had to fight off hordes of these. I had to fight them off with my bare hands. And the frogs are actually pretty weak. And it's not because they're gay.
They're just slippery.
Because they're just frogs. Yeah.
Yeah. They jump high, but they punch soft. I figured that out. Yeah,
firsthand. Little things that they blow up real well. You can take care of 2 or 3 of them pretty easy by yourself, actually, at a time. But you don't want to get sloppy around them.
And are you going to give Rob Dew a raise now that he helped come rescue you?
That's to be determined. He's got to rescue me first. My body's here; it's still pretty weak. I've been sitting here on the coast of Scotland now for about two.
He needs to nurse you back to health as well.
Yeah, he's got a whole shipment of vitamin mineral fusion.
We must have brought somebody else back then, because I could have sworn me and him brought you back, but we must have brought we didn't look too close at the guy in the body bag we're carrying back, because we thought he was dead.
No, brothers, and I'm hungry as hell. I could use a sandwich.
Speaking of which, so Billy Bones called in earlier and he wanted me to pitch you an idea of some kind of jalapeno poppers or canned jalapenos or jarred jalapenos or sliced jalapenos that would be an InfoWars brand, and he just would want, 1 to 5% of the bottom line on that. What would be a good name for an InfoWars brand jalapeno product?
How about this? Super Poppers. Simple, punchy.
Super Poppers?
I guarantee nobody out there in the market has Super Poppers.
Well, no, you're right.
Free domain, IP is free. You go get that.
That's right on brand for you, because Turbo Force, Insta Hard, it's all Turbo, Insta. Yeah, Super is perfect.
It's called Super Poppers. Nobody even knows who they are. They don't even know their jalapenos. It doesn't even matter.
Yeah, the only thing I was thinking of, hollow penis, like it's a penis that doesn't have anything inside of it. But that's not really, you can't market that very well. It doesn't sound appetizing, but it's jalapenos. But yeah, that's so your idea is better. Super Poppers. Let's go with that. Well, I'll put you in contact with Billy then, Mr. Jones. Billy Jones. You should adopt him. Be Billy Jones. Oh no. Well, at least we had him on before he died. Fuck, man. All right.
Hear our cries. Hear our cries. Carry the man who opened eyes.
Alex Jones.
Across the water, past the floor, to sit with kings, talk of God, and on that show, truth unpacks with fervor. Jones joins Abs and a six pack. South cleared of the turns a page, it's a new dawn, a golden age. With one voice, the people fought back. Demanding Alex Jones on abs and a six pack. Now Alex is here and the show can start. Because every one of us did our part.
All right. Well, I think that's a reason to celebrate. We had Alex on. Rest in peace. I have to call Dew back and give him the bad news. Thank you to everybody for calling in, tuning in. Thank you, DeLorean, Bullet After Bullet, and Michelle for restreaming me. And she and Mary Kate Ultra will be hosting Homegrown Hits here coming up in about 45 minutes on the No Agenda stream and the Bull After Bull stream, homegrownhits.xyz. Examine your zipper. And thank you to Sir Scandinavian for the PayPal donation. Thank you to everybody who boosted in. Alexa Jones, Pfeiffer, Weirdo, I think. Darren O. Yeah. Appreciate y'all. And I got two bonus tracks, and then we'll kill that stream. Peace. Be with you. Infowars.com. ShipMyAss.com.
Alex Jones, trapped in a world of lies, mysterious frogs with deceit in their eyes. They kidnapped him, held him for their game, but little did they know there's a plan to save Chris and Rob, do the heroes so bold. With truth on the side, they break the mold. Through the fog and the haze, they quickly ride to rescue Alex Jones.
Saved him from the frogs.
I'll kill them all. God didn't make enough Adderall. I can drink and drive, going 55. I can smoke a bone on cruise control. If you assholes wanna stay alive, stay out of my way while I drive on my way to serve seat sir. I didn't bang his mom, but I showed him. Mike's hot, blast on sight. Conspiracy in the dead of night. Top dog swatting lies like flies. Jones tearing up your alibis. Storm through, truth crusader. Broadcast king, media gladiator. Throws down on that podcast stage. Alex raging hard, he's the rage. For the truth he blades, airwaves in the grave. Fearless in the maze, no one dares to pay.
Stab down when the OJ sent me. Stab down when the OJ sent me.
Through the lies with the verbal attack, marching through the static and InfoWar tech, killing off deceivers, no time to retract, crushing every foe in his podcast path, laying down the law with his info wrath on apps and a six pack. He's the aftermath. Jones don't miss on his true bloodbath. Load it up, flip his full. Watch him step back. Troops the ammo when Jones attacks. Rhymes heavy like a 12-gauge blast on his track to ass in a six.
Jones rolling hard down the podcast track. Taking no prisoners, cutting no slack. Hitting them hard with that InfoWar smack. Playing out haters is a truth assault pack. On apps in a six pack, ain't no looking back. Jones got the mic, it's a verbal hijack.
Thank you.
fear no glass. With every word I'm set to slash and dash. In the zone with each monologue, I'm the info beast, the top dog. Like Jones and Rage, no conspiracy when I hit the stage. I rip through the lies with a truth barrage, cause I'm charging forth, I'm living large. Bow down to the broadcast king, stretching the truth to the airwaves, sing out the back lock in a six-pack ring on the podcast mic, I'm doing my thing. Bow down to the broadcast king, stretching the truth to the airwaves, sing out the back lock in a six-pack ring on the podcast mic, I'm doing my thing. They hide and cower like they seen a ghost. They feel the power. I lay them out in my wake. No hesitating, it's the throne I take. I shatter narratives, breaking the mold. Silver tongue with a heart so bold. In my path, better step aside. Cause when Jones come through, it's a killer ride. I'm spitting fire with every message I pack. Talk show twist, but they fear my truth. They conspiracy busting, I'm the sleuth. Alex Jones, I storm the booth, claim the roof. Line up, man, I'm bulletproof. Microphone killer, broadcasting my creed. Breaking down the system, planting the seed. A one-man army, born to lead. Power in my voice, that's all I need. Power in my voice, the broadcast king. Bow down, right, nigga. Stretching the truth to the airwaves, sing. Bow down to the broadcast king. Power in my voice, to the airwaves, sing. Bow down, right, nigga.
Shitmyass.com, shitmyass.com, shitmyass.com.
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 What the hell is shitmyass.com?
I was playing Suicide Bomber. Have you heard from Tim tonight? No?
Uh-huh.
No? That's weird.
It's good call, Sarah.
A blast.
I was playing Suicide Bomber. Have you heard from Tim tonight? No?
Uh-huh.
No? That's weird.
It's good call, Sarah.
Yeah. What's up, players? Lake Soul Bluff represent! Yeah! Show some love, fool!
Hey, Tug.
Damn! Little Jay? You were looking mad fly, boo. You feel me?
Sure, Tim.
I just bounced from this mad, crazy, ill party, dude. I was hanging out with these niggas over in Pleasant Oaks and shit.
You were hanging out with real black people?
No, but they was blasting some crazy fat beats, son. They was pouring out some crystal, breaking off some endo smoke. You know what I'm saying? Just wilding out.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm gonna score me a bag of Doritos. Y'all straight? Yeah? All right.
Code 2, intersection 12th and Grand.
We have visual confirmation on the suspect.
This is Unit 1.
Hit it.
All possible units, please respond.
Unit 1, William Ford, requesting a 1141 at the intersection.
And his booty that was like, this is for that! So what the fuck is this?
Copy that, 1049.
What's going on, officers?
Yarn store down the road was just held up by a young black male fitting your friend's description.
Huh? What are you talking about? It wasn't me.
No, it's not you?
No.
Hey, Frank, you see any other young black males here in Lakeshore Bluff?
Don't see any.
What?
In a car, darky.
We're
But I'm not black. I'm white. My whole family's white. My dad's Irish. My mom's Norwegian. We go to the 4th Avenue Lutheran Church where I help with the bake sale every Sunday.
Settle down back there, chocolate.
Let's stand right over here. Don't worry about anything. Nobody can see you. Now, I just want you to point to the perpetrator for me.
Him.
Okay, now, for legal purposes, just tell me exactly who you're pointing to.
That Negro.
Okay, thanks. We can go.
This is Dana Dobbs here at Lakeshore Bluff, where any second now we will hear the verdict in the Timothy Shanahan case.
Will the defendant please rise? Ladies and gentlemen, have you reached a verdict?
Yes, we have, Your Honor. We, the jury, find the Negro guilty.
There you have it. The Negro is guilty.
That's not right.
Welcome to Focus on Film with Kenneth Garber.
Hello. We are now a good way through the film, so we thought it would be a good time to get some perspective on it. And joining us to provide just that are Nicholas von Essen and Raymond Marcus. Offer us, if you will, your take on how the film is doing thus far.
Well, I'll have to say, Kenneth, that I am very impressed. Sketch after sketch, we're being treated to a brilliantly biting skewering of contemporary social mores. I mean, this is pointed social satire in the grand tradition of Jonathan Swift and Mark Twain.
Well, Raymond, what do you think?
I'm sorry. I must strenuously disagree.
Ah.
This is nothing but vulgar, lowbrow, potty humor, thinly disguised as satire. It saddens me that The Onion has stooped to this lowest common denominator, pandering to the masses.
Well, now for a third opinion. Let's go straight to the source. We have with us here in the studio a very special guest. Welcome, the masses. So, what do you think of the film?
It's pretty cool so far, I guess. That cock punch your dude is awesome. Bam! Right in the balls. Oh, Melissa Cherry. She's fucking hot, right? They need to do more cool shit like that. But this part, with these film expert assholes, boring. I mean, why do you even have these two gay wads in the movie for anyways? Bags! Lose them. And let's get on with the movie, dude. Party, party, party! Woo! Yeah! Fuck yeah, you fucking faggots!
Very interesting. Yeah. Wow. Food for thought. Well, back to the film.
In breaking news, we now join Dana Dobbs in Lakeshore Bluff, where a verdict has just been handed down in the Timothy Shanahan trial. Dana, what's the latest on the situation?
Well, Norm, as you can see, I'm here outside the First District Federal Courthouse, where this angry mob of Negroes is rioting over the guilty verdict in the Timothy Shanahan case. We will keep you posted.
Thanks, Dana.
Thank you, Norm.
Those crazy Negroes.
Hello, and welcome once again to Focus on Film. I'm Kenneth Garber, and I'm joined by Kwame Roberts, president of the National Coalition of African Americans, and James Nakatomi, director of the Asian American Alliance for Equality. Mr. Roberts, let's start with you. Your organization is not pleased with this film's depiction of African Americans.
Oh, that is absolutely correct, Kenneth. We are just about halfway through the film, and we've yet to see a dignified portrayal of a person of color. So far, we've only been shown as vicious criminals or sex fiends. Just take a look at that last sketch.
So what specifically is your group demanding?
Either the filmmakers put a positive black role model on that screen in the next 10 minutes, or we will be organizing a nationwide walkout of black moviegoers. That means every single African American currently watching this film will exit the theater.
Mr. Nakatomi, you are equally unhappy? Thus far, there are maybe one or at the most two, three Asian faces in the film. How do you feel about such gross underrepresentation?
Me no reiki.
Excuse me?
Me no reiki.
Aren't you the guy who played Long Duk Dung in 16 Candles?
Me no reiki.